But that's not necessarily by 9 months. They're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The All-American Half-Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
And there's more sex on television. Yeah, I know. People are renting porno videos and they're showing them. Yeah, I would say so.
Get him.
I've just perfected an electronic hair bat analyzer which may hold the key to this baffling question.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
Thank you.
it was a toss-up whether I go in for diamonds or sing in the choir. The choir lost.
Turn up Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, propaganda, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a particular weekly theme. And this evening, this being a Tears of the Gods, we are going deep, exploring just one genre, albeit a very broad style of music, instead of the free-form crazy genre jumping that we do on a plastic sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage, which, by the way, you know, always starts off with some Japanese music. But not tonight, no. Tonight I'm mixing you up 2 hours of electronica and dance music. And that is the one genre called electronica and dance, as opposed to, say, the broader electronica genre and the broader dance genre. We began the sound collage with our featured artists, because, as you know, this being the Tears of the Gods, we've always got at least one feature for you, and that is the English electronic dance duo Orbital, whose heyday was from back in 1989 up through 2004, although they reunited in 2008 and they continued playing until they finally broke up in 2014 again. So we started off the show, yes, with our featured artists, Orbital, and a track called Nothing Left. And then we followed that with Goldfrapp and Ride a White Horse from their Supernature album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Japanese band Denki Groove with their Baron Dance. Also, I wanted to mention that our audio clips from who knows where tonight in particular include excerpts from a 1950s American propaganda film for young people called How to Be Popular. And, you know, I mixed in the clips, but it's a lot of fun to view it as well. See the video, the film version. So I found that on the incredible Internet Archive, archive.org. Yeah, How to Be Popular. So, let's see. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from our featured artist, also some Daft Punk and the Electro Clash artist Peaches, my special remix of Two Guys for Every Girl. And we're also going to have a song from The Prodigy's perfect album, The Fat of the Land. But first, we're going to begin this half hour or so. Oh yeah, all the sets tonight are going to be about half hour long. I really like doing that. A lot of music and just not too much talking. And we're going to start off this next half hour set with one of my favorite electronic and dance bands. Well, one of my favorite bands, period, Apollo 440. How much of a favorite band of mine are they? Well, the name of this show, Tears of the Gods, comes from one of their songs. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here with Apollo 440 and Altamont Superhighway Revisited, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
But ever since we said I do, there are so many things we don't. Oh, hello, Wally.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to a band to see a movie Saturday night. And then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Well, yes, I.
Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party at Weenie Road. We'd have to leave earlier for that show. We get home at a decent time.
Oh, the skating sounds like Lotus Band.
Delightfully kinky that only three can play.
We'll be right back. home a surprise bird.
Yeah.
the same like little freaking wave file over and over. Yeah, the same like little freaking wave file over and over again.
I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top.
Thank you.
You know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution, even in the book's introduction itself. There's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education system worldwide.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org in your browser or mobile device or however you use to connect to the internet. Our theme this episode is just one genre, electronica and dance. And we began this set with one of my absolute favorite bands, Apollo 440, from whose song the show Tears of the Gods is named after. We heard from them a song called Altamont Superhighway Revisited from their Electro Glide in Blue album. And that's the song where we started off a whole bunch of clips that we'll be hearing a lot of this evening from a 1950s American propaganda film for kids, How to Be Popular. I found that at archive.org. And the film version, the original film version of it that's there is really a riot to watch. We followed that with Daft Punk and, well, yes, their biggest hit pretty much, or a biggest hit for them, Human After All, from the album of that name. And then it was our featured artist, Orbital, with Chime, a little freaking wave file. It's going, I love that clip. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of Peaches, Two Guys for Every Girl, featuring Layla Jade and characters from The Simpsons. And we concluded the set with one song off of a perfect album. And by that, if you were listening last week, you know, it's an album where every song really rocks, no matter what the genre, where there's no filler material. Yeah, that was our theme last week, the first in my Perfect Album sub-series. We're mixing up songs from Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti, Kraftwerk's The Mix album, and AC/DC's Back in Black. And I particularly emphasized that Back in Black is a perfect album, and we skipped the three hit single songs off of that album so we could be able to listen to every single other song, six other songs that are just perfect from that album. Speaking of perfect, backing me up right now is Laraji, who's actually born and lives part of his life as Edward Larry Gordon. This album is Ambient 3, Day of Radiance, released in 1980 and produced by Brian Eno. It being the third in his perfect Ambient series. Excuse me. So, we've got another half-hour-ish long set coming up for you. And it's going to include a very cool cover song, a very cool version of Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd. But this one's by Alexander Nicole and Tin Electric. We're also going to be hearing from Jihan and Kamian, their Fauna Flesh remix of Just You and I. And then a band that's one American guy and two young ladies from Korea. And they fashion themselves as Kimchi. And that was something I found floating around here in WMFO's World Music Library way back when. But first, we're going to hear a song with a very long title. A huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the underworld. And it's by The Orb, and it was originally called Lovin' You, and it originally featured a sample of Minnie Riperton's hit song called Lovin' You. But, you know, when people started sampling and, rules weren't worked out, which, well, there's fair use. I'm a big proponent of that. In any case, Minnie Riperton's management complained about the unauthorized sample. So The Orb went and came up with, had somebody else record that and renamed it, and that's what I'm going to play for you right now. And for all of that, it's quite an enjoyable song. And of course, we're also going to be hearing another selection from our featured artist, Orbital. And it all starts for you here right now on WMFO in Medford. Stay with me.
perfect English.
Well, honey, it's a very nice thought, but as usual, you will have no logical explanation for doing it the way you're doing it.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.